From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. Just like small children or gremlins, Southwest Airlines has been restricted from access to water, namely overseas flights. But the airline announced this week it's received long-sought federal approval to begin operating extended-range flights. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports the airline's goal is an understandable one, to get to Hawaii.
It's Southwest's number one priority.
We're going to Hawaii. We're going big. That needs to be the focus.
CEO Gary Kelly said on an earnings call last month, half of its flight growth this year will come from Hawaiian routes. It makes sense. Hawaii's a hugely popular tourist destination, most accessible from the West Coast, where Southwest is strongest. But aviation advisor Bryson Monteleone says it's also required a major investment.
They're flying now with this new route over the ocean versus where they were flying before, which was overland.
Planes must be able to travel long distances on a single engine since there's nowhere to land in an emergency. Southwest will fly out of Sacramento, Oakland, San Jose, and San Diego. Monteleone says the small airports help keep fares low.
Anytime the aircraft is flying throughout the day, they're earning more money versus when you fly into a large operational hub like San Francisco or LAX, the aircraft's on the ground more.
Other airlines have already dropped West Coast fares to Hawaii, likely anticipating Southwest's arrival, which could start this month. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.